Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcox Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcox Storage. Units available today. Jerry Lee Lewis for you, one called Middle Age Crazy here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Saw a post from Jerry Lee and his wife Judith this week. They were doing well, and Jerry Lee was enjoying being outside on the porch. And what a great legendary figure he is of our country music business as well. And the great Jerry Lee Lewis, he had a lot of great, not only did he have a lot of great rock and roll music, but he also had, of course, a lot of great country songs as well, including that great song called Middle Age Crazy on the Hits Radio program for tonight.
Request a song, please.
Sure.
My name is Mina Williams. I want to request The Judge, Mama, He's Crazy.
The Judge, Mama, He's Crazy. All right, we'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy.
Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me. There's the Judge for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. We're going to be in Llano coming up on Saturday for two performances with the great Malpas Brothers, and I invite you to come join us. It's going to be a couple of great performances with the Malpas Brothers this Saturday at the Llano Country Opry. On Saturday, July the 10th, the award-winning Malpas Brothers return to the Llano Country Opry at the Lantex Theater in downtown Llano, Texas. Two performances at 2:30 and 7:30, and tickets are now on sale at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. It's the Malpas Brothers from RFD TV, Larry's Country Diner, and Country Family Reunion returning to Llano Saturday, July the 10th at 2:30 and 7:30.
I hope so, Tracy. Now that we've got more than 30 minutes, can you play the Are You Talking to God?
Are You Talking to God?
You said it's over 30 minutes, so...
Oh, you mean the phone call from God.
Hey, There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, could you do that, please?
I guess I'll do that tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And the phones are ringing. Would you get it for me, please? I'm trying to watch old Johnny. He just come on. What? Get it myself. Confounded every time something like this comes up. It's always me. Always me. I've got to be the one that answers the phone. Hello. Hello. Long distance. Yeah, this is me. Who's this? What? What do you mean, am I a Christian? I don't know. Who's a calling? Did you say heaven? hello, Lord. Sir, I've been a Christian a long time. Yes, sir, I sure have. Sir, you hadn't heard from me in quite a while, so you just thought you'd better go ahead and call, huh? Well, Lord, I tell you, it was just last night, this same time last night, I was planning on talking to you. Yeah, it sure was. I was laying there watching that there old television, old Johnny Carson, you know, he was on the TV. I said to my wife, I said, hon, you know, as soon as old Johnny gets off the television, we ought to get on our knees and talk with the Lord. That's what we said. And I wish to goodness we'd have gone ahead and done it, but we didn't. But I tell you, Lord, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start doing better. I sure am. I'm going to say my prayers tonight, whether I need to or not. Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I go to church. Yes, sir. Every Sunday. I'm a faithful church member. Yes, sir. Sir. Did I go last Sunday? Yes, sir, I went last Sunday. I sure did. I went for morning preaching. Wonderful service. Sir, what did the preacher preach on? Well, you know how the preacher is, don't you? He preached on the platform. Sir. I understand. Yeah. He talks mostly about the Bible, you know. Sir. The subject. Oh, well, Lord, he referred to, and he took, he talked about, told Matthew, no, you know, and, no, I don't believe it was Matthew, Lord. I believe it was Mark. No, I don't. I think it was Jude. No, that was a couple of months ago. And let's see now. And I remember, sir, Sunday night. No. No, Lord, I didn't make it Sunday night, Lord. Sir, a bonanza. yes, sir. Well, sir, you know, Lord, I would have gone. You know, I was planning on going. But I got to sitting around on Sunday afternoon thinking, you know. And I said to myself, I said, you know, the next day's Monday. And sir, yes, sir, it's been that way a long time, I reckon. But you know, I got to thinking I need my rest, you know. And it's a cotton picking hard anymore, Lord, to go to church on Sunday all day and Sunday night and then have to get up the next morning and hit the ball and stuff like that. And sir, Sunday before last. You know, you just kind of picked on a couple of bad ones here, you know, and you're asking about the wrong ones, but, you know, I work so hard all the week, you know, and last Sunday before last was such a pretty day and all and everything, and I didn't go to church, Lord. No, I tell you, I went out and sir, oh, you know where I went, huh? Yes, sir. I caught two bass and four crappies. Sir, what time did I get home that night? From fishing, you mean? Well, Lord, it was about 10:30 that night. Sir? Yes, sir, it's probably a lot later than if I'd gone on to church, Lord, but you see, fishing's different. It ain't different. Well, I couldn't have gone to church no way. My wife was a homesick, and somebody would have had to stay with her, Lord. Sir? Lord, yes, sir, Lord, I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, sir, Lord, I'm a good steward. Yes, sir, I sure am. You talk about stewards and all. You mean tithing and giving to the church and all? Yes, sir, I give to the church. I sure do. I give to the church every Sunday. Sir. is there every Sunday that I go. So, oh, yes, we're growing in the church. We're growing by leaps and bounds. I tell you, it's just growing like crazy. And well, you know what? I'm a growing with them. I gave $58 to the church last year. I sure did. And after all, sir, well, what do you mean you don't think I understand what stewardship means too good? Sir, 10% of everything that I own belongs to you. Well, yes, sir, Lord, I know about that, but I tell you, right now, you just kind of called it a bad time, you know. You just picked a bad time. We're in a recession down here, you know, and the thing's done turned into a depression for me, and I just can't give any more, Lord, than that right now. And sir, 10%. Well, I gave that that money, you see, last year, and after all, that's a little over a dollar a week, you know. Sir, how much do I make? You're talking about money still? Well, it was a little over $10,000. That don't tally out too good, does it, Lord? Well, now, Lord, I know that, but you know, as I told you before, and as soon as I get my motor paid for, you know, I just got the thing, you know, and do you know my wife? I thought you might. You know, Lord, she can just walk across the floor and fall on something, you know. And she did that, that broke her lower plate. Lord, there's things to fix on top of things around here, and we'll never see daylight again. But if I do, I'll start giving my tithe. I sure will. Sir? Yes, sir, 10%. Yeah, Lord, but if I don't pay off this boat and this motor, you know, they'll come and get it, and then I won't have one. Sir, you think if I don't start paying my tithe, I ain't gonna need no boat and motor down there? Yes, sir, I clear enough, completely clear. It sure was. Sir? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I'm so glad you asked that. I take an active part in everything. Everything that goes on in the church, Lord, I'm right in the middle. Well, you know why? Every time somebody comes by here telling me there's things going on in the church that shouldn't be, well, I'm the first one to jump all over our preacher. I tell him just exactly what I think. I sure do. I take an active part, Lord, in everything. Sir? That ain't the way you do it, huh? Well, no, I tell you, that's just the way most of them do it. Sir? Oh, this is a person-to-person call just to me, huh? Yes, sir, I'll do better. Lord, I tell you, Lord, I tell you how I feel about that. You know, I figure going to Sunday school is just for the kids. You know, I just don't see much of need for us grown folks going on to Sunday school. So I don't do that. Lord, I just love to stay home and watch the television ministers, you know. I just love that Kathleen Koonsman, you know, and Oral Rogers down at the college. And I am simply crazy over Tex Humboldt down in Akron. He just won. But I tell you, Lord, as soon as they're all off, I mosey on over to preaching. I sure do. I like to go to morning worship. I sure do, sir. Around my kids? Influence, you mean? Well, yes, sir. I'm a good Christian in front. Lord, never do we do anything in this cheer house or say anything that'd be wrong in front of our children. No, sir, not a word. I don't believe in it. Sir? What'd I say when I got my thumb caught in the linen closet? you heard about that? Well, I was a-standing there, Lord, you know, and all of a sudden, this your door come out from nowhere, and my thumb was in the way, and it hurt so bad, and it was awful, and I said, well, Lord, never mind what I said, but, sir, the praise. Yes, sir, I give the praise. Yes, sir, I sure do. I was a-reading the Bible the other day. I picked it up, and it said in Thessalonians to give the Lord the praise. It sure did, but I tell you, Lord, it was just a little hard to find a place to give the praise when I got my thumb caught in the door. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I don't believe in it. No, sir. We don't gossip at all. Not a word. I think it's awful. Lord, I tell you, the things we say about our neighbors is all true. Yes, sir, every word. That's right. That's right. And when we tell them, you know, now that's to go no farther. You know, we don't want them running around the neighborhood talking about our neighbors. Lord, even if they ain't no good. That's what I'm telling you. Just between us, you know, just to go no further. Don't tell nobody else. You already heard about that, too, huh? Sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I love that preacher. He's a wonderful man. That's the preachingest dude I've ever seen. I love him. I sure do, sir. If he's such a wonderful preacher, then why don't I start doing more of what he says? Well, Lord, I thought I did pretty much all he says already. Sir? If I'm doing all he says, he must not say a whole lot, huh? Well, Lord, maybe you should have called him instead of me. Oh, well, that was just a thought anyway, Lord. Sir? Yes, sir. Now, I know that, Lord. Now, I know that. You're right. You sure are. This is one of the very few countries that we've got, Lord, that we can worship you without violating those man-made laws. Yes, sir. Sir? Yes, sir, I realize you must love us dearly and giving your son to die on the cross for us and all, and I do appreciate it. I sure do. This phone call's meant a lot to me. Sir? Oh, you got to go now? Well, now, Lord, I tell you, I appreciate you calling, but and since you reminded me and all, I'm going to start doing better. I think I need to, sir. You think I need to, too, huh? Well, I am. I'm going to rededicate my life right now, Lord. I sure am. I'm going to quit talking about my old neighbors, Lord, even if they ain't no good. And I'm going to start tithing my tithes, my 10%, and paying my debts, Lord. Yes, sir, I'm going to go to church on Sunday morning, yeah, and morning worship preaching. Every time, Lord, they have church, Lord, I'm going to be there and take an active part. Yes, sir, the right kind. And I ain't taking nobody's word no more for what's going on in the church that shouldn't be. I'm going to be there, Lord, and find out what's going on for myself. Yes, sir. I sure, sir. Yes, sir. And pray for others just like they've been praying for me. Yes, sir, Lord. And now, Lord, now you know how dependable that I am. Yes, sir. And you can depend on me for doing that. Okay, Lord. And I thank you so much for calling. Here, goodbye now, sir. Goodness alive, I never. Hello. Hello. Who's this? Well, this the operator. Hon, you're just who I wanted to talk to. You know, I just got this chair telephone call on this line. I want you to check on your papers there, hon, and look for me for something. And I want you to see if this was a collect call. I'll hold up. Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you so much for looking, and it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay. You have a good day, okay? Goodbye now. Well, I've heard about the books before, but I sure didn't know he put all that stuff in it. What's that, dear? Who was it on the telephone? Never mind. You wouldn't believe me if I told you who it was. Never mind. I'm not even sure you know the feller. But I tell you one thing. The next time the phone rings, you can answer it, for you needed that a whole lot worse than what I did. What? Was it the wrong number? No, it wasn't the wrong number. Believe me, the man had my number. In fact, I think he's probably got a lot of people's number.
That's Jerry Jordan for you. A little thing called Phone Call from God. I always thought that was one of the worst recordings I've ever heard in my life throughout the years. Oh, let's get back to some more music here. Here's one from Justin Trevino and Sharon Keniston.
We meet on the street and we play word games, saying words that cover up what's real. You're close enough to touch and we play word games, hiding all things we really feel. I say hello, what's new? And what I mean is, darling, I miss you.
hiding all the things we really feel. Hiding all the things we really feel.
Good to hear from Dale. He stopped by the radio station this evening. Wanted me to play this one. He's on his way to Pontotoc, Texas tonight.
Lord, there's just no
sure try.
Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline. We'll do it for you. Thank you.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking. Thank you.
everybody needs to hear Tony Douglas.
Little Tony Douglas tonight. I can do that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Which way should I Yes, sir. I want to request a song to Kimberly Burt. Please pass the biscuits.
Please pass the biscuits. I'll do it for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Bye-bye. All right.
Between mom and dad, it's Sunday. The table is set.
Pass the biscuits, please. Would you please pass the biscuits? It's the same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. Ten folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit, but foot, look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill-mannered, Ma always said. Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Would you pass the biscuits? Excuse me. Would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. They wouldn't talk so doggone loud they might be able to hear. My doggies are half finished eating and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed. They talk like they're wound up. Sure wish I had a piece of bread.
Hey, would you please pass the biscuits? Look, pass the biscuits, please.
It looks like somebody would notice that I ain't started eating yet. Sure be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and set. And then, by golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. There ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week that we all get Sunday fed. And they add up all the biscuits. And, well, I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter, no bread on the platter.
Oh, please pass those biscuits for you from the great Country Music Hall of Fame member, Jimmy Dean, for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show.
The countryside is looking beautiful. Restrictions have been lifted, and things are a little more like normal now. This is Mike Barber with Crossbar Land Company, and it's a great time to put real estate on the market. Prices are higher than they've ever been. At Crossbar, we have closed real estate deals in 25 different counties. We have agents in several locations who are experienced and know how to protect your interests. Our goal is to get the best deal we can for our clients. And for our ranching clients, we know what to do with the gates. So please give us a call. Our main office number is 325-792-2262. We'll be glad to hear from you.
Hey folks, this is Steve Warner, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pitcox, KNEL FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
When you told me that you loved me, I believed every single word you said. Bye.
Yes, sir. You play What Kind of Deal Is This for me?
What Kind of Deal Is This by Johnny Wright. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir, and you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'd tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, 'cause me and him and Liz was all three holding hands, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It's going too far, 'cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I know it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed I was out on a limb, 'cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I says, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She says, well, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing in here then? What kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I says, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He says, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face and he broke loose and outrun a snake. Now here I stand just looking at Liz and both of us wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know, 'cause boy, I ain't never been so fouled up in all my life, and this'll go down in history, I guess, it's been an awful night. Oh, I'm...
Yeah, can you play Gene Watson's Farewell Party?
Farewell Party by Gene Watson. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There'll be flowers.
knows who cried when I go and leave you in this old world alone. I know you'll have fun at my farewell party. I know you'll be glad when I'm gone.
Jukebox low and let me sit and reminisce. Now, Pearlie, while I pretend that she is sitting here with me the way she did not long ago, we used to paint the town red and dance until two. Well, I don't paint it red no more, but I'm sure painting it blue. He stole her love, I know, but he can't stop me, Joe, from having just a dream or two. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Oh, I wish you'd buy me one.
Shut up, I'll send you back to the truck. Set up two glasses, Joe. Maybe you didn't know, but there's a memory in the room. A memory that walks, a memory that talks, and haunts me everywhere I go. I'm just a fool who loves her and will till I die. From the very first hello until the last goodbye. And this is it, you know.
So fill three glasses, Joe,
and leave me here alone to cry.
Hey, make it four.
Ernest Tubb along with Ferlin Husky for you, and also Simon Crum helping him out a little bit on that one. And that, of course, called Set Up Two Glasses, Joe. Talked to Ernest Tubb's grandson a few times this week and enjoyed visiting with him. Ernest Tubb III, who lives there in Franklin, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville, and just a super, super nice young man that's doing a lot to really continue his grandfather's legacy and preserve his grandfather's legacy as well. And that's always good. I always enjoy the family members that do their very best to preserve the legacy that their parents or grandparents have established in this business.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Just wanted to remind you that you're listening to KNEL, the best in country music, right here in Brady, Texas, with my good friend Tracy Pitcock. We're glad to have you with us.
I've tried so hard to keep our home alive, but you don't even care that I'm around. You tell me that somehow our love has died, and you'd rather be set free than be tied down.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.